There's something weird about this time that I cannot put my finger on, but I can describe it. I remember in January earlier this year being so excited to see what changes that the year would bring. New opportunities, newfound happiness, and relationships, time with family, and time to work on my own mental health, you know? I just didn't think that the changes were going to be like these. Yet, in a way, all of these goals or ideas were still met. I had and have no choice but to force myself to take out time for my mental health. I've given more time to my hobbies, spent much more time with family, and gladly so, don't get me wrong. I've found happiness, appreciating more of the little things that I take for granted. And these, all in all, are new opportunities to be better, work better, do better, and love better. Now in the final month of this bizarre year, I try to reflect, what do I have to show for this year? It may seem like lost time. I mean, the year definitely seems like it was fast forwarded. It just seems like last month, Kobe Bryant died, which had a huge effect on me. And then the Super Bowl was 2 weeks later, and I stopped my normal routine of going to work and the gym and, you know, the usual in March when COVID-19 reached a red level alert in my area. Parasite swept at the Oscars. George Floyd, Breonna Taylor, and Jacob Blake all were murdered by police and sparked protests, and rightfully so. A surreal, apocalyptic-like explosion happened in Beirut, Lebanon, which I remember watching that video and I couldn't believe what I was watching. It looked like a scene from a movie. It was so catastrophic and just heartbreaking to watch for all those families that were suffering. And numerous climate disasters happened worldwide. Fires in Australia and California, just to name a few. Along with the deaths of Chadwick Boseman, Ruth Bader Ginsburg, Eddie Van Halen, just, again, some of the many. Not to mention this COVID-19 pandemic that is still raging in the world, with 68.5 million cases worldwide and counting, of which 44 million have recovered and 1.6 million have died and counting. The U.S. accounts for 22% of the world's cases. So, yup, all of those things were this year. What a long year. And yet, what a short one. It seems like it was just January 2020. Another habit I've implemented in the second half of this year is just before I go to sleep, I list 5 things in the day that I'm thankful for. They can be moments, activities, new things, people. There is a new widget I installed on my iPhone after the newest update, which happened like a month or two ago, and it's called Motivation App. I saw it on somebody else's, you know, those people post their own screenshots on social media, and so I saw that, and I was like, oh, this is a good idea. So it shows a new quote on my phone screen, and I can change the settings, and it will, you know, switch out the quote however often I want it to. So one quote that showed for me yesterday, and I think it summarizes what I've been trying to tell you here. It says, I thought 2020 would be the year I got everything I wanted. Now I know 2020 is the year I appreciate everything I have. Before I sign off, I want to let you know that starting tomorrow, I will be posting something new on the Instagram feed for Wait Bingo. Something funny, delightful, odd. I was going to say odd, interesting, any of those things. You know, things that I've observed in the day. Every day. I would wait for the new year to start the resolution, but considering how whack this past year has been, maybe New Year's resolutions are overrated? So stay tuned. And I hope that this sparks an appreciation of the little things around all of us. So until tomorrow.